Are you wondering what it's like to consult as a career and experience the freedom and flexibility you've always dreamed of? On today's episode, we're talking about the benefits of consulting and the steps you can take to go from dabbling in side hustles to a full-fledged career as a consultant. So stay tuned. You're listening to Dietitians Only, a podcast from Dietitians on Demand, created by dietitians for dietitians. Sarah and Lindell, take it away.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Dietitians Only, a podcast by Dietitians on Demand for dietitians. Today, Sarah Glanz is joining me, and I'll have her say hello in just a minute, but most of you probably know, if you've been listening for a while, I am Lindell Schuster. I am the Director of Account Management here at Dietitians on Demand, and I am also a fellow RD.
And hey, everyone, I'm Sarah. I'm the Corporate Dietitian at Dietitians on Demand, and I'm really happy to be here on the podcast again this season and hear about what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, Sarah, that's funny because I think I forgot to mention that. So today we are actually talking about how to become a consultant dietitian, or more so how to make consulting a full-time career.
Yeah, I think more and more dietitians are doing that.
Yeah, I would agree. And so, you know, I think that way because I work as a consultant RD. I do a few jobs here and there outside of my full-time job. And I also place and manage consultant RDs. And I speak to RDs every day who consult on the side. Some piece together several consulting gigs to make full-time hours work, or some of them, you know, they actually do consulting for a career. So I'm always very interested. I'm curious to know how many dietitians out there are doing some form of consulting in addition to their full-time permanent job. And also, then it makes me wonder, you know, how many dietitians out there do consulting full-time? You know, maybe they've had a full-time job at one time, and then they've launched into full-time consulting for years now. So I'm kind of curious about that. I did some digging, and I found some data from the Academy's Compensation and Benefits Survey of the Dietetics Profession in 2021, and that survey indicated that 9% of dietitians do consulting, business, or entrepreneurship versus having a role in acute care or long-term care or outpatient, for example. So it would be interesting to kind of find out that number. So if we have any listeners out there that are doing full-time consulting as a career, we'd love to hear from you. I recently talked to a dietitian, and she said that she toggles back and forth between a full-time permanent job and consulting full-time. And I asked her, you know, why do you stop consulting? And she mentioned, you know, why does she go back to the job? And so she said that, you know, at times she needs to have healthcare benefits and other benefits. So I get that. That's the full-time permanent job. And so, you know, we hear quite a bit of that from dietitians out there, which is what recently drove Dietitians on Demand to start offering medical, dental, vision, and 401k options to our full-time consultants.
Yeah, that's incredible. It's such a need, honestly, for something like that. I know a lot of consultants, that's a barrier for them to continue consulting. So it's cool that Dietitians on Demand has found a way to overcome that.
Yeah, definitely. I couldn't agree more. And then, you know, based off my own observations and then testimonials that we've gathered from our dietitians, a little bit of research as far as to what's out there, you know, what we found as to why dietitians choose to consult is going to be that, I mean, you know, the list of how many, you know, pros to the very little cons out there. So many perks, including diversity, and that is anything from working with different types of staff members, patients, and settings. This can be very different from one area to the next. So it offers a huge variety of experience in a short amount of time. And then they also say they never get bored. They get to piece together several gigs at once or take on some short-term full-time assignments. But because they're short-term, they can go on to the next assignment and get a completely different experience. Along with that is a great amount of work experience in a short amount of time. So that type of consulting can get you exposure to a clinical, acute care side, to long-term care, outpatient in a very short time frame. And, you know, essentially, you know, what you think of is as an intern, you know, what do you always hear? Oh, get your 1 year of clinical experience under your belt, and then you're set and you can go on to get some other experience. So we see a lot of new grads coming out and wanting to do consulting because they can get some various different experiences within that first year. So it actually heightens that that first year for them. So that's always something we hear a lot of. I think that because of that, they also get to see not only different clinical settings, but different ways of doing things, because each facility might have different policies and procedures, whether or not you're working for a contracted food service company, and or whether or not the hospital is self-op with their kitchen and food service side. You will definitely get to see how different the different sides of that can be very different. And then, you know, you also get to kind of witness how different hospitals are set up. Sometimes, even if it's just a hospital, you're not comparing a hospital to a nursing home, but maybe you get to compare different sizes of hospitals, a teaching hospital to a community hospital, and then just the way that they're all structured very differently. So you can really learn a lot. And likewise, you can, you know, also enhance your network, because you're meeting so many different people in each facility or each site. So you can be exposed to more opportunities for future growth, but also widen that network, essentially. So very cool. Lots of great perks. And then probably number one and number two we hear is that you can get to be a little more choosy about where you're going to go and what kind of assignment you want to take. And then the other thing that we hear the most is having a more flexible schedule. So if you want to take an assignment and then take 4 weeks off, you certainly can. You have the flexibility to do that in between assignments, not on your assignment. So anyway, and then, you know, I guess that all being said, you know, I keep mentioning sites, assuming that you're going to go into like a clinical or long-term care site. But there are obviously other ways that dietitians do consulting.
Yeah, absolutely. So can you tell us about some of those other types of opportunities that we see that are not super clinical in nature? Because I know some people just, that's not their interest. So what else do we have for those people?
Yeah, I mean, personally, at Dietitians on Demand, we've seen things like presenting. So dietitians are hired to be expert presenters and expert panels. We see ghostwriting and content creation, social media or media RDs in general, just to go on air and talk about something, maybe do a cooking demonstration, or maybe talk about something related to a community. So how different populations can come together to help each other out, or in general, just provide nutrition guidance to that population. So it could be anything from living in more of a nursing home setting or an independent setting, and you're talking to folks about how to make easy, not using appliances and recipes like that. So things that we maybe take for granted as dietitians were looked at and as experts in those areas. menu analysis, marketing and building clientele for private practice dietitians. Private practice dietitians need assistance, so we've seen consulting opportunities for that come about. Legal assistance, so unfortunately there are malpractice suits out there, and the attorneys need help reading nutrition notes. So a lot of times dietitians are hired for that. And those are just a few off the top of my head. There are so, so many more opportunities out there for dietitians to get involved in consulting.
The team at Dietitians on Demand understands the unique pain points of nutrition staffing. When you have a vacancy, a leave of absence, or a PRN coverage need, contact us. When it comes to hiring a dietitian, your personalized regional account manager will find the ideal candidate for your situation and workplace culture. You'll spend less time searching and more time patting yourself on the back for deciding to use Dietitians on Demand. Visit dietitiansondemand.com today.
Oh, for sure. And one of the ones I don't think I heard you mentioning is traveling. So being a traveling dietitian. And for those listening, I actually started out with Dietitians on Demand as a traveling dietitian. And so I know a little bit about this, but I'm curious, you know, what you see the outlook for traveling for dietitians. Is it just something that's trendy and, you know, kind of a flash in the pan thing? Or do you really think it's here to stay and it's going to be open the door for a lot more opportunities?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's a great question. I think that in the past, you know, travel nursing is something that's been around for quite a while, although in the past 2 years really brought, you know, in up to surface for many others to kind of see how much nurses do travel. But for RDs, it is more of a novelty because in the past, I think it was a little less of an opportunity for dietitians, and now we're seeing it more and more. We've definitely seen an uptick in the number of dietitians not only interested in travel consulting, but actually getting out there and doing the travel assignments. And the demographic is also changing. So we typically saw either the beginning of the career or the end of the career dietitians doing the travel assignments, and now we're seeing many more in between. So that's really been fun to see. So I don't know the answer to whether it's here to stay, but I would say if I were to base it off of what we're seeing now, I would say it is.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't really think the healthcare staffing challenges that we're seeing are just going to go away in an instant. So I could definitely see the potential for having those travel opportunities really just to broaden the database or the pool of candidates. You know, if you don't have someone local, mm-hmm. fly someone in, what the heck?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because it's just like doing some remote work, we've gotten used to it and we know how to do it now. So I think clients have gotten used to that, and they also have gotten used to using travel dietitians. So I think that, yeah, I think that that will just help promote it in the future as well.
For sure. So I know we've talked a lot about all the perks of consulting. But so that there must be some downside, surely. So it's not all sunshine and roses every day. Mm-hmm. So are there any downsides or any cons to working as a consultant?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think that, you know, we've already touched on this, but I know in the past it's been a huge stickler is that consulting doesn't typically offer benefits. You know, that's when you're actually an employee, a full-time permanent employee, that you're eligible for those benefits. And we've just been hearing that for years, which is why we have decided to start offering the benefits. And that was effective in January of 2022. And here we are in February. So we are seeing an uptick in folks that do want to do consulting more and more. So I'd say that would be number one. The other thing is the stability. It can be true, and you need to consider the cost benefit. So all of the benefits we just talked about, and the risk that you may have an assignment and then you may not have your next assignment And right now, that's definitely not what we're seeing. We're seeing plenty of job opportunities, so you can bounce from one to the next to the next. But I think that if you have a plan B in place, you should be just fine. And you have to, yeah, I kind of have to go into it knowing that that could happen and having some safety nets in place. So things like having some, maybe a private practice telehealth, little bit of that going on. Maybe you have PRN work that you could be also doing on the side somewhere. So just some things to think about. So I would say those would probably be the biggest downsides to consulting, but they're easily, they're easily able to, if you prepare for them, you can kind of tackle them.
Sure. Yeah, for sure. I will say working as a traveler for dietitians, I'd never had any shortage of opportunities and, you know, kind of had to fight the recruiters off and say, no, I want to take a break. But, you know, I think if you're open to, if you keep an open mind and you're willing to try a lot of different things and you're willing to go just about anywhere or do just about anything, you know, the world is your oyster. There's an unlimited number of opportunities out there for you. So it was really cool to hear, you know, how more and more people are turning consulting into a career. It doesn't just have to be a short-term gig or a side gig. It can be your main gig. Uh-huh. So that's cool. And I know we have some resources linked in the show notes, right, Lindell? Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do. We do. And I would say, you know, if you are new to consulting, these are going to be great. If you already do consulting, it would still just be really a lovely read for you. So we have a blog on lifestyle benefits of working as a consultant dietitian. This is from one of our consultants. And then we have a webpage full of testimonials from dietitians who do consulting. And I think they'll touch on a lot of the benefits we talked about and many more. And then we also have a link to how I've been mentioning that we offer health insurance now. And so we do have a link to that for more information.
That's awesome. Well, good. Well, thank you so much, Lindell. I hope that this has been enlightening for some of our listeners who've maybe been considering consulting or maybe they're getting ready to graduate and they're looking for their first job. So we would welcome you with open arms. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks for listening to Dietitians Only, a podcast produced by Dietitians on Demand. If you need a break today, scroll over to the review section of the podcast and leave us one. Your feedback is the best way to help the podcast grow. Dietitians on Demand employs hundreds of dietitians nationwide and elevates the profession with simple yet effective practice resources, like this podcast. Don't forget to stay connected with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram.